The Trump administration is attempting to change the way we all pay for prescription drugs. This year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced a new rule that would get rid of one of the least transparent parts of drug pricing, giving rebates to middlemen known as pharmacy benefit managers. The Trump administration says the move will lower prescription prices for consumers, but others, including our next guest, say it will simply shift costs around. Brendan Blake is Senior Program Administrator with AARP Arizona. I sat down with him recently to talk about this new rule and why AARP thinks it could hurt seniors. And we started with the basics. What are pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs?
So PBMs have been around since the 60s, and they're responsible for administering prescription drug benefits and managing prescription drug costs on behalf of insurers. So they process prescriptions, reimbursements to pharmacies for those prescriptions, and develop and maintain formularies or a list of preferred drugs. Mm-hmm. To help negotiate prices.
So essentially, like in another industry, like restaurants in the restaurant industry would just compete against each other in terms of trying to lower their prices and beat each other out who can have the cheapest hamburger. But in the health insurance industry, this is not quite how that works. You have these pharmacy benefit managers in between.
Yeah, and they get paid by both health insurers and by the drug manufacturers in the form of rebates from the manufacturer's perspective, because they have purchasing power, because they're typically a network.
So now the Trump administration is proposing this new rule that would eliminate the ability of these pharmacy benefit managers to negotiate prescription drug rebates. Why is it that AARP Arizona is so concerned about this?
It's concerning because while we really appreciate the goal of the Trump administration to lower prescription drug costs, the issue is that we don't really see this as actually lowering prescription drugs. What it does is it simply shifts cost around. So instead of PBMs getting paid through rebates, mm-hmm. they want to shift those savings directly onto consumers. But there's actually no mechanism to help consumers lower or to force drug manufacturers to lower their prices, which we believe is the root cause of the issue.
So if this passes and goes through, what do you anticipate would happen?
There's some debate over that. Health and Human Services has 8 different scenarios that they believe can play out. So there's a lot of uncertainty on what actually happens if this gets through. And that's also one of our concerns, is that if there are 8 different scenarios, some of which include price increases in the base price of drugs, then we don't believe that it should be passed until some of these things can be sorted out.
What do you say to arguments that pharmacy benefit managers sort of end up benefiting healthier people as opposed to sicker people? Because they essentially, like if you are a sick person who has really expensive drugs they have to pay for out of pocket, won't negotiate those the same way.
The thing that I would say is that PBMs do play a really interesting role in this whole healthcare system. As the administration has noted, they are a bit of a middleman, but we believe that the real issue here is the base prices of prescription drugs, because we're not stopping any of the issues surrounding how drug manufacturers price gouge and charge exorbitant fees for their miraculous drugs.
And that's the issue you would rather see solved.
Yes.
Well, how do you anticipate, if this passes, it affecting particularly seniors?
HHS has said that all premiums will go up. So your premium will go up if this goes through. But they're anticipating, or they're hoping at least, that drug prices would then go down because of the cost savings. But your premium goes up because the health insurer that you have no longer will receive a rebate for the drugs that they're providing to you.
But others, on the other hand, will argue that this essentially would shift things so that list prices in the future look more like the net prices today. So they're hoping that the free market aspect of this would result in the actual list price, the initial list price of a drug going down. Do you think that would not happen?
I think that it's difficult to say. One of the scenarios that HHS laid out was that drug prices could theoretically go down. However, there is no mechanism within the rule change to actually force drug manufacturers to lower those costs. So they'd have to act against their own interest in terms of the profits that they would be making.
You're essentially saying you'd have to trust the drug companies to lower their own costs?
That's correct.
What would you like that rule to look like? If there was a mechanism in this rule to require that, what would that look like?
I think that if we're able to help lower the costs of the prescription drug list price, that would be great. If there's a mechanism to do so, at least to make it a net neutral type of thing. However, drug prices overall are way too high. And right now, institutions like Medicare cannot negotiate drug prices. So we think that that's not necessarily the issue to be focusing on. Rather than if Medicare can negotiate drug prices, we're talking about serious implications for lower costs to consumers, lower cost on the system, because we're spending a lot of money on drugs in our Medicare Part D plans.
Okay. Brendan Blake with AARP of Arizona. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.